10th floor, DCM etage. Hi. I'm here to see, Mr. Man, I want to be in here. No, I don't have, I don't have a meeting set up to come see him a time. I don't have that, no. Oh no, I know he's a very busy man. Oh, I definitely, I understand completely. Is he in a meeting right now? Oh, he's about to take lunch. Yeah, no. Could you just tell him that I'm here to see him? Well, you see, I'm his girlfriend. Yeah. No, he's not expecting me. To be honest with you, this is kind of embarrassing, I guess, but I was just coming by to drop off lunch. I made him something because I know that he didn't have anything today, but I also know that, you know, he goes out for lunch a lot and he ends up going to restaurants with clients, and I guess I just wanted to bring him something home cooked. Yeah, I can wait. Yeah, definitely. That's no problem. Thank you. Oh, I can go in? Awesome, great, thank you so much. Oh, that was difficult. Surprise? I mean, I tried to make it an actual surprise, but your security out there. Yeah, the receptionist was a little hard to get past. I'm sure I can understand that security is an important thing with you people. Oh, you know what I mean. In your profession, is that better? Good. Well, yes, I came here to surprise you. Because, well, you left this morning without, you know, packing a lunch, and I know that you always eat out and stuff, but I guess I just kind of wanted to bring something to you, so I made you lunch. Oh god. No! I swear, no, I am not a waifu. I swear, if your colleagues knew that you were such a weeb, I'd probably get you a pillow. No, it's not a bento box. Okay, maybe it is a bento box, whatever. Please, don't make fun of me. I wanted to do something nice for you, and I thought that lunch would be great. So here I am with lunch. Ta-da!
Here, let me put it on your desk. Let me...
And, so, if you want to open up... I don't even know. Do you have any meetings coming up? Are you busy? No? Oh, great. So, go ahead, open it up. Are you hungry? Good. Oh, good. Okay. So, I did actually totally go with the bento box theme. Yes, I know. You're a weeb. I'm a weeb. I get it. I totally was trying to be that little tsundere girlfriend that's like, whatever. It's not like I like you, baka. Oh, stop it. You're making me blush. Just open your bento box already. Okay, good. So you've got some teriyaki beef there. With onions, and sauteed with teriyaki sauce. I made some rice, and that's what's there, obviously. I even did some tempura yams and shrimp for you, and some salted edamame. No, I didn't bring you any sake. What? You're not supposed to be drinking during work, mister. It's bad etiquette. But yeah, I just, I thought you'd enjoy this. It's still warm. Yeah. No, I didn't bring anything for myself. Well, no, because this is for you. I figured I was just gonna drop it off and head back to my place and make myself something there, or grab something myself, I guess. Oh, I know. Next time, I will definitely pack something for myself and we can have lunch together. Oh, you're gonna eat it now? I can go. I can, like, I want you to enjoy it. No? Okay. I'll just sit here and watch you eat. You had something else in mind. And what might that be? Oh my gosh. Shh. Like, people, what if people hear you through these walls? They're gonna know exactly what you're saying right now. Well, yeah, I mean, I would love to. I guess, yes, I am hungry. Say what? Oh my gosh, why do you do this? What if somebody comes in? This is your office. Like, your assistant could pop by for you to sign something, and, like, next thing you know, she'll get a big eyeful of something she didn't want to see. Oh, she won't see it if I'm under your desk. Okay, that is actually a very valid point. So you want me to get under your desk, then? I'll admit that that's a fantasy I've had. I'm sure everyone's had that fantasy. Be in someone's office, get under their desk, and blow them. I could do that. I could just get on my knees. Under your desk, crawl between your legs, Place a hand on each knee and spread them slowly while I situate myself between them. Kind of like this. I'll be careful, don't worry, I won't knock my head off the table. So I guess I'll get my meal while you eat yours. That sounds like a good idea, actually. My heart's beating so fast right now. I'm a little scared, maybe. But also really, 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 really wet. Already, yeah. And excited. Well, I mean, you know that I love your cock. I love what it does to me. I love how it feels inside me. How it tastes, how it smells. I love everything about it. I mean, oh dear. That's terrible. I'm not a cock-hungry slut. Come on now. Okay, well, maybe I'm a cock-hungry slut for you. I can see it. Under your trousers. And hard, and tenting them. God, it's making me squirm so much. Can I? I'm just gonna. Unzip. And slide my hand inside. I've never done this before. I mean, this, but I've never done this before. Been inside someone's office like this. In the public. Do you like that? Of course, I want it in my mouth. You like it when I lick you like a lollipop? I'll ring to tease you. Do you mind if I'm really wet. Can I please touch myself? Thank you. You want me to take more? Okay. I don't know if I can take all of it.
I can try. Your phone keeps going off. You haven't even eaten lunch yet. But I've had mine and that was delicious. Thank you. You should really eat it while it's still warm. I'll see you later tonight. Dinner ready for you if you come by. I'm gonna have to bring you lunch more often. I hope nobody heard me. Oh god, I'm going to have the worst walk out of here. Let me just make sure. You should really pick up that. see you later. Bye, sweetie.